I want to introduce our guest speaker again. Emily Falk teaches in the Communication Studies at Winona State University. She works at the Lake Superior Trading Post with her extended family and lives in Winona with her spouse, Jay, her son, Julian, and their dogs, love these names, Splash and Carmel. There are pictures coming, right? Been a rescue cat mom. She grew up in a UCC congregational church before practicing meditation and communion with friends. Welcome, Emily Falk.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so good to be here this morning and to be your speaker. I'm filling in. So I want to give credit to the UUAs.org's websites. There's a well-organized collection of sermons on the worship web, where I found many possibilities to choose from, and I admit I didn't read all of them. I stopped when I read this one. This sermon was given by Christopher Busey in 2015, and he called it Unitarian Universalists, Cats and Dogs. And I thought this would help me learn a little bit more about Unitarian Universalists. And being a relatively new dog mom for about 3 years, I thought this would be good. And all the slides are my own that I've added. So I've adapted this talk and to be, you know, a little bit of me and a little bit of Christopher Busey. So in the Unitarian Universalist Church, we find inspiration from many different sources. The inspiration for this talk comes from a joke. You may have heard it. What's the difference between cats and dogs? Dogs look at people be gods. Cats look at people and say, they feed us. They give us shelter. They take care of every need. We must be gods. Now, I'm not sure if the joke gives us real insight into how cats or dogs think, but I've been watching a lot of social media and reading books on how dogs think and how they behave to try to be a good dog mom. And and I've learned that cats and dogs are now pressing buttons that say cats. Now, whether it's a real language or not, but this came from Augmentive Alternative Communication that assists nonverbal children. And one of the teachers used that theory and that tool and what we have now to better communicate with animals. And so I found that pretty exciting. And very different from what I grew up with. The worldview I grew up with was from Gary Larson's cartoons. He created a world of underdogs where the cats were using trickery. They would puff up when they were frightened in order to intimidate the dogs. And cats are the judges and the jury of the dogs, simply doing what dogs do, which is chase cats. And you can talk to a dog, and they will listen, but they won't understand. And you can talk to a cat, but cats don't even listen. Going back to that first joke about the dogs and the cats thinking that they were gods, it's a little bit like Unitarian minister Thomas Starr King's comment about Unitarians and Universalists back in the 19th century. He was asked about the two different denominations. And Starr King said, Universalists believe God is too good to damn them to hell forever. Unitarians believe they are too good to be damned. And so we might say that Unitarians are cats and Universalists are dogs. Of course, every metaphor breaks down under close scrutiny, but just for the sake of illustration, my parents have two cats, and the best way to entertain them is to get one of those little laser pointers and direct it around the house. The cats will chase it, jump for it, pounce on it, and do this. Although Unitarians do show a lively interest in science and technology. Our family has two dogs. Like many Universalists, Splash and Carmel find inspiration in nature. They like to go for long walks in the fields and the woods, and they thrive on running in the clean open air. However, I've never seen a universalist sniff at some of the things our dogs sniff at. So, when I say universalists are like dogs and Unitarians are cats, I'm not trying to gloss over the real differences. I'm simply employing an imperfect metaphor. And many of us think of ourselves as Unitarian Universalists. We don't identify with one theology into the movement. In Unitarian churches, the emphasis was on the worth and dignity of every person and tolerances for differences. And Universalists focused on the text, God is love, and placed emphasis on the ways that human personality blossoms in the larger sustaining love of the human community. And there's value in both of these traditions. My parents' cats seem to have a strong sense of their own worth and dignity. They're affectionate, but often on their own terms. Choosing the place in words, dogs is one of fear. But friends of mine have several cats and several dogs living together under one roof. And there's often a live and let live philosophy, but no great warmth or affection. This kind of affectionate cat that brought her kittens to meet her dog friend seems rare to me. And when I first started seeing these kinds of images on social media, it kind of blew my mind. Like, cats and dogs? What? Getting along together? And I didn't even know it, but my mom, a duck her brother brought home one day, and a dog, a Schipperke dog that her mom loved, and just, you know, peaceable kingdom. Although I guess I'm figuring that the dog probably lived outside most of the time and would get caught running down to the fishing boats to try to, like, eat the leftover scraps and was always getting sent home. And I have heard of a dog intervening to save a cat from a fight with another cat. So, cats are independent and self-sufficient, very demonstrative with their affection. They run to greet us at the door, they wag their tails, they bark. Carmel jumps up and down, Splash tries to protect me from Carmel jumping up and down. And around my dogs, I get the feeling that the meaning of life is to love and be loved, to express our feelings, to let others know that we're glad to see them, that we miss them while they were gone, basically to be an open book. Cats like to curl up in a corner for some silent, solitary retreat. Our dogs want to be in the thick of things, surrounded by people and love. I do not claim to know our dogs' religious beliefs, but they might be universalists. And in some ways, this creative tension between cats and dogs, Unitarians and Universalists, is similar to the patterns that can be found in other aspects of life and in other religious positions. For instance, in Buddhism, there is a tension between the Theravada and the Mahayana schools of thought. In the Theravada school, enlightenment is achieved through silent retreat, self-contained meditation. This is my sister's cat meditating. The goal is enlightenment, and no one can achieve this goal for you. You must achieve it yourself. No god or gods can help you do this. You must do it on your own. Radical self-reliance to the goal of individual salvation. Go to get the Mahayana school of Buddhism places emphasis on compassion. According to the Mahayanists, compassion is more important than wisdom or enlightenment. Perhaps it's better to say that compassion is the necessary fruit of enlightenment, and without it, enlightenment has little value. Here, the goal is to reach enlightenment or nirvana. However, once you've achieved it, the idea is to return from that state into the real world in order to guide others to the place you have discovered. And the person who returns to serve others is revered as a bodhisattva, or what folks in the West might call a saint. Religious scholar Houston Smith describes the differences between these two schools of thought by quoting poetry. And the Mahayana school of thought can be summarized in these words. He findeth not who seeks his own. She findeth not who seeks her own. The soul is lost that's saved alone. I think Julian in that picture is trying not to step on the other puppies as they all swarm around him. Saves us but ourselves. No one can and no one may. We ourselves must tread the path. Buddhas only show the way. My parents' cats belong to the Theravada school. Our dogs belong to the Mahayana school. Of course, this tension between self-reliance and compassion for others is found in many other aspects. And maybe a Theravada school is a conservative party of Buddhism, and the focus is on self, working for personal advancement, not looking for handouts, but opportunities to move up in the world. Maybe the Mahayana school might, you get to help others move on up in the world as well. Personal salvation is not enough. You gotta help others, make it also. And you probably know the phrase, God helps those who help themselves. But then a single major snowstorm reminds us that all our efforts can be blown away in a single moment. And when our vehicle slides off the road, we might conclude that God helps those who are helped by one another. For many, there is a strict dichotomy between these ways of looking at the world, and it's self-reliance versus compassion, either or, instead of both and. There is something to be said for self-reliance and individual autonomy. As the Sufi mystics teach, we all need times alone. For only when a glass of water is taken out of a raging ocean can it be still. We all need moments of stillness. We also need love. To love and to be loved, to express ourselves, to be demonstrative about how we feel. These are human needs and perhaps deeper than human. Perhaps cats, dogs, and all creatures of the earth and the sky feel these needs too. In this comic strip, it says, "Welcome to heaven. What was your name?" And the dog replies, "Good boy." That is also to say that although there are differences between cats and dogs, they both enjoy playtime, they both do their best to communicate one way or another, and they provide comfort and companionship. And when Unitarians and Universalists combined in 1961, this was a combination of two kinds of different creatures. Occasionally, if you go to some denominational meetings, you still might find someone who laments the merger of the Unitarians and the Universalists, and they deeply regret the day that it happened. It changed everything. And Unitarian Universalists. Anyway, it's just possible that we might need both cats and dogs in the world. Unitarians and Universalists, Theravada and Mahayana Buddhists. In order to be whole and complete persons, we need to cultivate our self-reliance and our ability to give and receive love, our humility and our pride, our times of solitude and our times of companionship. And the prophet Isaiah envisioned a day when the lion and the lamb would lie down together. And in some households, the cats and the dog do lie down to seek to accommodate other creatures that are not exactly like them. So perhaps there is hope for peace, peace in the world, peace between Unitarians and Universalists, cats and dogs.